What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Austin, the Lumberjacks, Matt Breyer here on the Boss Man Show. He's offline, and we're about the same age. Show them my age. What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. So I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, indeed, man. Talk about the whirlwind it's been, man. You was in a good spot with Coach McCaslin, you were in North Texas and Texas Tech. And what about the opportunities that Steve F. Austin, man, made you want to come over to East Texas, man, and coach these guys at Lumberjacks?
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's a great job. It's the best job in our league. I believe that. And our facilities, you know, I've been at Texas Tech for the last 2 years in the Big 12. Our facilities are just as good as a Big 12 facility over here. Our practice gym, we've got great support, great fan support. Our administration is aligned. The athletics is really important. So, you know, it's supported financially. Our president and our athletic director are aligned in making athletics the front door of the university. And man, it's just a great spot. There's great people out here in East Texas. You know, we're centrally located from Houston to Dallas, and you can get to Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi. Like, you can get to all those places, in Georgia. I mean, you can get to all those play. We got three players from Georgia on our roster, and, you know, it's a great spot. It's a great job, and just been blessed that I was given this opportunity.
The administration piece of it, how important the administration has your vision, the same kind of moving, the same track you want to move in. That's so important to today, with how things are such ever changing, have administration that's on your side, give you resources that you need to succeed. Because they all talk about all the time in college athletics that administration is winning championships. Having someone that's on your side, man, and willing to help you where you ever you need to, has to feel good walking into a situation as first time head coach.
Yeah, it gives you a chance. It gives you a chance. And then the rest is up to myself, the players, the staff, everybody that supports staff, everybody that's in there, right? Because it's a team effort, it's a group effort. Nobody's bigger than the other person. Nobody's more important. But if you don't have that, you're an uphill battle from the very jump, which thankfully I am not in that category. We've got the administration that we can win championships here, and we've done it in the past year.
And let me ask you this, man, talk about preparing to become a head coach. Knowing assistant coaches are all about the mission of your head coach, supporting your head coach, but talk about going on outside of that, preparing for the opportunity that you have now to be often having guys who've been in your corner of your career to kind of help guide you now. But how did you prepare for this opportunity on your own?
Yeah, you know, just working. Like, I just show up every day. I do my job, and you know, I'm not. I try to keep a level head, try to be humble about, you know, places that I've been and the success that we've had. And I think that's just the best way to live life in general. You know, Coach McCaslin did a great job of, especially the last 2 years, going over to Tech. I mean, I had a lot of say. I was given a lot of, you know, freedom to go out and work and to you know, basically act as a head coach to a certain degree. You know, obviously the buck stopped with him always, right? And as an assistant coach, like, you know, that's the deal. And you support and you're loyal. And that's what I felt like I did for 7 years with him. But he just gave me such a great opportunity to grow as a coach, to stand in front of the room and act, you know, to a certain degree as a head coach. And, you know, so I felt like walking into my first team meeting, I was prepared as I can be for this moment. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's going to be a million things that I don't know that I need to learn as I, you know, grow to be a head coach. And, you know, whether it's game management, whether it's, you know, roster management, there's a lot of things that, you know, you learn from as you move into to this role and you keep, you know, progressing in your career. But I thankfully was given the opportunity to really like stand in front of the room and, you know, understand who I am as a coach and who I am as a person. And now whenever I stepped into this opportunity, you know, I just go be myself. And that's all I'm trying to be.
I hear that. Man, may I ask you about this, man. Looking at the D1 Texas schools, man, there's so many quality coaches that's D1 Texas schools across all conferences. Yep. Talk about being in a state, man, with so many quality coaching, so many quality players that play at these different schools and compete against these guys, kind of in your own in-state rivalry with these different coaches and teams, man, with a state so deep in talent, coaching and playing-wise.
Yeah, I mean, you just, you know, it's the game is still the game, but you just know, like, when you step up and on the floor against coaches here in Texas, there's so many good players here in the state. There's so many good coaches. The fan bases love their universities and the colleges, and you know, some are more football heavy than others. You know, and some are a little bit more basketball heavy. But man, the competition level here in Texas is among the best in the world. And you know, that hasn't changed in a long time. I don't think it'll change anytime soon with as big as the state is. But you can learn a lot from these coaches too. You can take bits and pieces of how they coach or what they do, and which I do think I've done. And you know, I'm looking forward to going out and competing against the best, and you know, the chips fall where they may, but you know, we'll put our best foot forward.
I think it'll help you. Does it help you with non-conference scheduling games? We have some of these schools in Texas. Does it help you kind of keep your guys close to home, not having to get on too many of your planes, having so many schools in Texas, kind of pick from them, maybe do two for ones with a home of homes with?
Yeah, two for ones are hard to get, I'll be honest. We don't get too many of those. You know, we have a hard time going out and playing a bunch of bye games here in the state. There's not a ton of power four schools here that'll play consistently. You know, we may get one here or there. But we've been able to attract some good home and homes. You know, we've got Rice at home and home. We've got UT Arlington home and home. So we've been able to do some good stuff here in the state. And I do want to do more of that. I do want to play more in-state teams, you know, even maybe teams in Louisiana or Arkansas, just where you can drive and your fan base knows who those teams are and can really get behind them when they come in to Johnson Coliseum here in Nacogdoches.
And with you all being as good as you have been over the years, I'm pretty sure teams don't want to touch you and play you. It's like, no, we're not playing you because we know what y'all are about.
It's nothing I've done, that's for sure. It's just the brand of SFA, you know. It's a strong brand. You know, we went in and beat Duke a few years ago. And, I mean, it's NCAA tournament. We won a couple of games in the NCAA tournaments in the last 10 years, 12 years. So, look, the brand is strong. I'm just the next person in line that gets handed the torch, and I'm excited about it, and I'm blessed for the opportunity.
And man, let me ask you, man, for guys, what are you kind of looking for? What's the appeals of your program? Are the values of your program that you want a young man to have before you bring him into your program to be a lumberjack? Because I know it's very important about what you look for off the court and what kind of character, what kind of integrity a young man has to be a part of your program.
Yeah, you said it. Character first. Very, very rarely, never. I'm not going to sacrifice talent for character. Or sacrifice character for talent. Sorry, I should say that backwards. I believe you win championships with high character. and your the ability to be coachable, the ability to be held accountable. I think that all has character in it. So that'll be first and foremost is the character values. You know, there are all these guys, you know, perfect saints in college. No, but there is an ability to be coached and a character level that in this community, can you go out there and can you represent, you know, SFA the right way? And I think we've got a really good group of those type kids. You know, and then obviously you got to have guys that fit your style of play. You know, I feel like we've done that. We can play versatile. We can play a lot of different ways. I do want to space the floor and shoot. So, you know, prefer to have some shooting ability, prefer to have some athleticism and physicality. And, you know, I think those are all things that matter. But, man, character, coachability, you know, just those things are going to be so important in this program. And those are the type of people that I want to keep around, whether it's players or staff.
No doubt. And talk about that too, Matt, how important is how having the right people around you, having the right GAs or having the right managers, having the right strength coach, all that matters to winning. So talk about that, man, when you put together a staff, making sure you have the right people in place around you to help push this thing forward.
Yeah, I'm big on loyalty. I feel like I've done that in my career, has been loyal to whoever I've been working for. I've never been a job chaser. I woke up, do my job, I go home and be with my family. You know, so we hired a great staff. My associate head coach, Jimmy Smith, is one of my good friends. We vacationed together every summer with a couple other buddies. So I really trust him. I know he'll wake up every day being like, okay, how can I help, you know, Matt build this program? Like that's most important to me, is who wakes up being like, okay, how can I help and assist, you know, Matt and making this the best program we can make it. And so I believe I've got that in all my staff. So Jimmy is the associate coach. You know, I've got two other assistant coaches, Payne Andrus, Jovan Austin, who are younger, they're hungry. They've got great experience, being from Dallas, being from East Texas, being at all different levels that they've coached at. I've got a player development guy, Trajan Wesley, who was with me at Texas Tech. He's phenomenal. He's from Houston, played at Lafayette, or played, I guess, Louisiana is now what we call it. So got those guys you know, got a guy I just hired as my operations, Luke Stewart. He was a GA at North Texas, so he's been around a winning program. And then I hired two GAs that have been great so far, and Ryan and Braden. And then, man, I'll tell you that the one of the most important hires was my strength coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian Hosley was at New Mexico State. He was actually with us at Texas Tech for a year. And I told him when he left, I said, if I ever get a head coaching job, I'm coming after you. And as soon as I got word that I got the job, he was my first phone call. And he came over here. He's a phenomenal person, great energy. Man, you got to have people in those support staff roles, whether it's your trainer, whether it's your athletic trainer, whether it's your strength trainer, that are speaking the same language and that are pushing in the same direction as you are, because they're around them as much or more than we are as coaches.
No doubt. And what you all plan from November to hopefully through March to late April, you have to be in shape. Let's talk about that piece for your guys, nutrition-wise, rest and recovery-wise, prehab and rehab-wise, so you can be healthy from November 3rd through hopefully a deep run through late March and into April there at the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, sleep's important. Obviously, the eating habits, which we pick those up. You know, there's going to be guys that come in that need to lose weight. There's going to be guys that come in that need to gain weight. And, you know, we've got plans for each of those guys and how we want to go about that in a healthy way. You know, there's ways that people can gain and lose weight in an unhealthy way too. And so you want to do it the right way. And then your guys are getting treatment, getting rehab, being proactive rather than reactive, I think is really important. You know, getting the training room. We've got open hours. We've got cold tub, hot tubs. We've got X-ray machines down in our facility. We've got water treadmills. We've got everything you'd need down there. And so, you know, you just make sure that you know you got to make sure the guys know how important it is And where they all want to go is they all want to be professionals, right? So show them and tell them and give them stories and examples of professionals that are that make this type of stuff important to them. And those guys have been in the NBA for a long time, you know, i.e. LeBron James. I mean, it's no secret how much he takes care of his body. So if that's important to you, you want to be a professional, to act like a professional. And I think that's one of the ways you can do it.
No doubt. I'm going to ask you about the summer match workouts, man. Was it more a team stuff? Because you're the first year head coach. You need to let them just kind of play a bit to kind of see what you have. So come August here, as you get into fall semester here, you don't have to do so much kind of seeing what you have, kind of know what you have to a degree. But let them play more than just have them doing drill work all the time.
Yeah, 100% it was all team stuff. It was all team stuff. You know, I think the things that I wanted to get out of this summer, we got out of the summer. I wanted the guys to compete and understand that competing is a non-negotiable here. And, you know, understanding how good a teammates they need to be, you know, whether it's somebody makes a good pass, even if you miss it, you know, let them know they made a good pass. Like, just getting out of your own selfish sense of why you play sports and just being a part of a team, I think is really important. So just that stuff. And you know, what's important to me and how we win, like, I think that's why the summer was important. If you were to ask our players right now, what's important to Coach B and what did he harp on all summer, they could tell you exactly what it was. And I think that, to me, is the sense that we had a good summer. And what was it, a perfect summer? Did we not turn the ball over? Were we like, you know, playing great offense all the time? Were we right in the right spots defensively all the time? No, but I don't necessarily care about that. I wanted to make sure that when we left this summer, they knew exactly what's important to me and they know what the expectations are. So when they come back on campus, we're ready to rock and roll.
No doubt. Well, man, it's good to have you on the show, man. We'll do this again real soon. Hopefully we're talking after a big non-conference win or a big win in Southland tournament going to the big dance. So now hopefully I'll see you soon when you come to Atlanta or I'm in Texas, man. So we can definitely link up, man. As I say, we're about the same age. It was cool. We were the same millennial generation, man. It's cool.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me on. I'll definitely see you in Houston or Dallas for sure.
All right, man. Folks, that's Matt Brown, the Boss Man Show. New coach, State of Austin, the Lumberjacks.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.